Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. First, I want to tell you about this class that I teach. Okay, so I teach this class called Get Organized, and it's about helping artists get better organized so that they can spend more time in the studio. So if you need to clean out, throw out, recycle, and just get a new attitude, I hope that you'll consider joining this class. It all starts on Wednesday, July 28th. So check it out. It's at artbizcoach.com/go.html. Okay, so today I want to talk to you about your website or blog. You know, I hear lots of artists say, I got a website, I did this, but just people aren't coming, and the, when they do, the website isn't working for me. So if your website or blog has been underperforming, I just want to say that there is no need to take drastic measures like creating an entirely new site. I want you to consider 11 tweaks, 11 easy, free tweaks that will give your online presence a boost. You ready? Okay, number one, get rid of any splash page. Splash pages are passé, slightly annoying, or sometimes more than slightly annoying, and you don't want to count on people clicking through to your main menu. You can easily lose people between the splash page and the main menu page, so get rid of those. Two, make sure your name is visible at the top of every page on your site. You might say, well, duh, but it happens that I visit artists' websites and I can't figure out who did the work. We shouldn't have to search under a rock to see whose art we're looking at. Three, tweak your title meta tags. The title of your page is embedded in your code and shows up at the top of a browser, not on the page itself. Title meta tags are very important for search engines. Let's say your page title default is home. Do you really think that people are going to do a web search for home? Of course they're not going to do that. A better choice for a page title would be rich in keywords, such as paintings by Wyoming artist Charles Frazier. Four, if you use a blog for your primary web presence, your artwork should be easy to find. Don't make a scroll to find your art buried in old posts. Create a clear link for a web page of all your art. Maybe you could use a Flickr plugin to do this. Find out more about that at Flickr, that's FLICKR.com. Five, make sure the link to your artwork is clearly defined with any one of these highly descriptive labels: art, portfolio, paintings, photography, sculpture, or your medium of choice, whatever that is. Don't use the word gallery to describe your artwork pages. Save that word for the galleries representing you. Six, enlarge your thumbnails. Leave the stamp-sized images behind and create an impact with larger thumbnails. In my book, I'd Rather Be in the Studio, I suggest the smallest dimension be at least 100 to 140 pixels. You have to wow us before you can get us to click. Seven, add a credit line to each artwork. I hope you're paying attention to this, especially if you don't do it already. If you want other people to give you credit for your images, you first have to give yourself credit. This means a complete credit line with every piece you have on your site. It should say something like, copyright 2010, Allison B. Stanfield, on a windy day, hand-dyed fabrics, reclaimed wood, ink and thread, 36 by 24 inches. So that's the copyright notice followed by the date, your name, the title, the medium, the dimensions. And avoid using quotation marks for your titles. Quotation marks are visually distracting. Eight, add images of your art to every page of your site. You can put images of your art on your contact page, your about page, your news page. It should just be everywhere. Use this free virtual real estate to display your art at every opportunity. 9. Put your artist statement next to the art that it discusses. There's no need to make it a major link. 10. Add a picture of yourself to your About page. Don't schedule some fancy sitting at some fancy photographer. Just get something casual that makes you look like a vibrant artist who is going places. No dowdy photos are allowed. Finally, 11. Add your social media accounts to your About or Contact pages. We look for these additional ways to follow you. Final word, creating an entirely new website or blog is overwhelming. Tweaking what you have already is a lot easier. Implementing even a couple of these ideas will make a big dent in the way your website functions. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and I hope you'll consider joining me for the upcoming Get Organized class. It's at artbizcoach.com/go.html. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.